hosts of the Paul Revere Show. We are back with Greta Neubauer, who just took over being the minority leader of the Democratic Party in the assembly here in the state of Wisconsin. And Greta, I've called this show the Paul Revere Show because I'm really, really concerned at the attack on the Wisconsin Election Commission and its staff and Megan Wolf. And I really would like to get your thoughts and your perception of where we're at in this state. And then we can get into some of the particulars, but how about an overview first? What's the world look like at your vantage point?
Yeah, thanks for this question, Mark. You know, we are in an incredibly scary moment in our state. We have the leaders of the Republican Party attacking our independent in election infrastructure. We have Senator Ron Johnson running for re-election, calling for the state Republican legislature to unilaterally assert control of federal elections in our state. We have gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish, who wants to eliminate the Wisconsin Nonpartisan Elections Commission and give, again, the Republican legislature, the extremely gerrymandered Republican legislature, control over elections. And then, of course, we have members of the Assembly, including and Senate, including Representative Ramthin, who is pushing the state legislature to decertify and reclaim Wisconsin's presidential electors. It is a code red situation. I mean, this is a moment that we will look back on as a turning point. It will either be a moment in which the people of Wisconsin say very clearly, you will not undermine democracy in our state, and we will hold our elected officials accountable to maintaining this independent infrastructure, or things will go in the other direction. And that is a very frightening prospect. So I'm really glad to be able to have this conversation, because I do think that we need to be talking about this all the time, and we all need to be recognizing the importance of the exact moment in our state's history that we're in.
You know, thank you for sort of giving us that list. But, you know, I'm really sort of curious, is it a time that we should be so afraid, or is it really a time where we just need to talk to people and share the word? And because I say it this way, I see independents and Republicans out there that don't like what Speaker Boston, I'm calling him wannabe king, is doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't believe there are, you know, folks really believe that Marge Bostelman, Dean Knutson, Ann Jacobs, Julie Glancy, and I should go to jail for letting senior citizens vote safely in a pandemic. I mean, what do you hear on the street on that?
Yeah, you know, I think I'll talk a little bit about this investigation, right? Which I want to remind folks is funded with taxpayer dollars, resources that could be going to any number of other critical things in Wisconsin. And I absolutely agree. I think most people in this state, I know most people in this state, do not support that investigation. You know, they want us to move forward. Joe Biden won Wisconsin. He won Wisconsin. And this outcome has withstood, you know, numerous recounts and lawsuits. And we need to go forward. So, you know, do I go to sleep, you know, a little afraid about what Republicans are doing and proposing? Sure. Is that helpful? Probably not, you know, probably not getting the best night of sleep. But do I think it is critically important that we understand this moment, that we, as you said, communicate with everyone who we can possibly reach about the way that Republicans in the legislature are leading Absolutely. I think that is critical work for us right now.
You know, Senator Kathy Bernier came out and she called this whole, you know, Gableman so-called investigation a charade. And how can we take that message, right? That's the message of a clerk who ran elections, who got elected, served, you know, two decades, I think, plus, you know, she's not going to run again. But how do we take that message out across the state? And how can you do that as the new minority leader?
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a all hands on deck effort. You know, I think there's a lot that we can do from within the Capitol, and we will be very clear about that, you know, using every platform that we have access to share that this is not, as you say, strictly a D versus R issue. There are people on the other side of the aisle, and there are a lot of people in the middle, right, who are concerned about these attacks on democracy, are concerned about the sham election, investigation of the election. And, you know, we need to uplift those voices so that people understand that this isn't your usual partisanship. You know, what I'll say to folks who are listening is that I know that we all are tired. You know, it has been a really challenging 2 years in Wisconsin, not to mention the many years before that, in which, you know, our state was the testing ground, continues to be the testing ground for right-wing policy. But we really need folks to engage right now. You know, we need people, of course, to vote, but we also need everyone to be writing op-eds, you know, talking about these issues. We need folks to be volunteering as poll workers. We need folks to be writing a thank you note, you know, to your local election clerk. There's so much that we all can do right now to really be defenders of democracy. And that's the kind of work that we all will look back on in many years and be really proud of, you know, be able to talk to our kids about and tell them that in a moment of real crisis for our state, you know, we did everything we could.
Well, Greta, I want to really thank you so much for being here. I wish you all the success in the world. My grandchildren are counting on your success. Thank you for fighting for democracy. You're going to be welcome back any point in time. And I just want to let the listeners out there know we have two exciting guests next week, Pastor Greg Lewis from Souls to the Polls and Court of Appeals Judge Joe Donald. Join us next Monday on Devil Radio, The Shaw.